Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Vav. Let's first be mashlim a couple of nekudas from Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara said that Chizkiah leaned in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th because he wasn't sure if it had a din of Mukefes Chaymer from the times of Yeshua ben Nun or not. As the Gemara explains that he wasn't sure what the Lashon Prazim means. Is it a Lashon of revealed? Is it a Lashon of a city that can easily be conquered? The Gemara also says that Ravasi leaned the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th because he wasn't sure if it was walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun or not. The Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, they bring up a point over here that why don't you say Safek Drabanan Lekula, Megillah's Drabanan, and by Drabanans we say Sfeka Drabanan Lekula. So if you're not sure, so why do you have to lay the Megillah on both days? Just lay the Megillah on the 14th, and once you lay the Megillah on the 14th, so now you're not sure whether or not you were Yaitze, so you shouldn't have to lay again on the 15th. Says the Ramban, that you're right, Me'ikar Adin, we would say Sveka Dravana Lekula, but this that Chizkiah leaned on both, in Tveria on the 14th and the 15th, and Ravasi leaned in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th, was Amidas Chasidus. However, the Rambam Paskins Lahalacha, in Perak Aleph, Mehilchus Megillah, Halacha Yad Aleph, that Ir Shehi Safik, Ve'en Yoduam Haysim Ukefes Chayma, B'Maisi Yeshua Beno, Nayachar Kein Hukfa, a city that there's a Safik, whether it had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun or not, Kairin b'shnei hayamim shehen yudalid v'tesvav ubelei lehem. They lay on the 14th and the 15th and on their nights. So you see from the Rambam that it's not just the midas chasidus that we're saying over here in the Gemara, because the Rambam is paskening lahalacha that you have to lay on both days, the 14th and the 15th, and on their nights. So why don't you say safek drabanan lekula? Says the Turei Even, because since, as we mentioned many times, that Megillah is not just a regular Drabanon, but rather Megillah is midivrei Kabbalah, and divrei Kabbalah are kedivrei Torah. So therefore, we don't say over here Sveka Drabanon Lekula. We treat Megillah like a Deiraisa, and therefore we go Lechumra. But it's interesting to note that the Rambam says that you lay on the 14th and the 15th and on their nights. And as we mentioned before, that the Turei Even says that it's only the day kriya, which is midivrei Kabbalah, but the night kriya is midrabanan. But over here, the Rambam says that you have to lay on both days and both nights. L'chaira, if the night laying is only midrabanan, so on that we should say sveka drabanan lekula. L'chaira, from the Rambam, you see that even the night laying is midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, we treat it like a deraisa, and we say sveka deraisa lechumra even on the night laning. And if so, the Rambam would be going l'shitasai, because, as we mentioned, that the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Mehilchus Megillah Halacha Gimel that you only say the shechayanu by the night laning, but you don't repeat it again by the day laning. Whereas the shita of Taisus and others is that you repeat shechayanu even by day. And the Turei Even explained, why do you repeat Shechayanu even by day? Because it's a new mitzvah by day that wasn't done at night, because the night laning is only midrabanan, but the day laning is the first time you're doing the mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. So we said in the Rambam that the Rambam seems to hold that even the night laning is midivrei Kabbalah. Like he says in Halacha Aleph, that Mikra Megillah is a takanas hanaviim, and he doesn't differentiate between the day and night laning. So therefore, the Rambam L'shitasai says that if you have a city that's not sure whether it has a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun or not, so they have to lay the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, and even at night of the 2 days, because even the night laning is midivrei Kabbalah, and therefore you go l'chumra even on the night laning. Just the ha'orah that will come out l'fiza is that the Mechaber in Siman Tafresh Peiches Sif Dalid Paskins like the Rambam, that a krach shehu safek im hukaf bimei Yeshua im lav, kairin biyudalin uvetesvav ubelei lehain. He also paskins that they have to lain on both days and even at night. And the Ramah doesn't argue. Even though the Ramah says in Simon Tafresh Sadi Beis Sif Aleph, that you do repeat a Shachayanu by day, which the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, because the Iker Mitzvah's Kriya is by Yom. And like he explains in the Sharatzin and Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, that only the day Kriya is Midivrei Kabbalah, but the night Kriya is Midrabanan. So if Lahalacha, we paskin like the Ramah, that only the day Kriya is Midivrei Kabbalah, but the night Kriya is Midrabanan, so how come the Ramah agrees to the din of the Mechaber that when you have a suffix, if it's Mukafes Chaimim, Yisishua ben Nun, so even the night Kriya they have to do? Why don't you say that at least the night Kriya should have the din of Sveka Drabanan Lekula? You can answer with the Yisai that we said on Daf Dalid, that the two lanings of the Megillah, by night and by day, go hand in hand. They're a pair, they're twins, they're inseparable. You can't have one without the other. And therefore, once on the day laning, which is the Iker, we paskin that because it's Midivrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah. So therefore we say, Sveikai Lechumra, and you have to repeat the Megillah again on Tesvav, although you already laned it on your Dalit, because you have a suffix that it might be Mukafes Chaim and Meis Yeshua Ben Nun. So the night laning goes along with the day laning. It's Nigrar, it's schlept after the day laning. And even on the night laning, we go Lechumra, and you have to lane on the night of Tesvav as well. But it's interesting to note that the Rambam and the Mechaber both say that although when you have a suffix, whether it had a wall from the times of Shua ben Nun or not, that you lane on the 14th and the 15th and on their nights, still they both say that lo yivarech kiim b'yudalit shuzman kriya l'rev ha'olam. You still only make the bracha on the 14th because that's the time of kriya for rev of the world. And the Bir Hagra explains that the pshat is al pi the Yerushalmi that says that a walled city person, b'di'evet, if he laned on the 14th, he's yaitzeh, and it's not a bracha levatala. So it comes out that m'manavshach, even if this city had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, but the 14th is for sure a zman kriya, and you for sure could make a bracha then. But the 15th, you're not sure. So therefore, on the 15th, you say safek brachas lahakel. Next inyan. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, in the Manda Omra, that says that in order to be considered a walled city to lane on the 15th, you have to be Mukafin Chayma Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun, which is the Tan of our Mishnah. Is that only walled cities in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Laretz? The Ran on Daf Beis Amud Aleph Medapei Harif says that there is a Shitas Rishonim that says that since we're being toiled in Yeshua, so it's only in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laretz, even if it had a wall from the times of Yeshua, it still lanes on the 14th. Because Ma Inyan Yeshua b'Chutz Laretz. What does Yeshua have to do with Chutz Laretz? Yeshua was the one that was Manchil Es Haaretz. He was the one that gave us the land as a Nachla. If we're mixing in Yeshua ben Nun, it sounds like it has to do with the fact that Yeshua was the one who was Manchil Es Eretz Yisrael. So that's why we're using his name over here, when we talk about the cities that were walled, if they were walled in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when he gave us Eretz Yisrael, like Rashi says on the Rif, on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph Medapei HaRif, that the reason why we spoke about Yeshua over here rather than Moshe is because Yeshua Hinchel Es Haaretz V'Nikru HaNachlois Al Yodai. He was the one that gave us the Nachla, so the Nachlois are called by him, so that's why we use his name. So if it has to do with the fact that the Nachla of Eretz Yisrael came through him, it sounds like we're talking about Eretz Yisrael over here. But walled cities in Chutz Laretz, even if they had a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, would still lane on the 14th. Plus, says the Ran, that since the Drasha is learnt out from Prazi Prazi, and the Pasuk of Levad Me'ori HaPrazi is talking about Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, we're only talking about cities in Eretz Yisrael that have a wall. Says the Ran, that Tosis brings a Raya not like that. That even in Chutz Laretz, if they had a wall from the times of Yeshua, they laid on Tesvav. Because the Gemara over here on Ha'amid Bey says that Ravasi Karim Megillah Behutzal Bar Beisar V'Chameisar. Because he wasn't sure if it had a wall from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun or not. And there's many Rayas that Hutzal was in Chutz Laretz. For example, the Gemara later on the Afchav Tesam at Aleph says that Hutzal was in Bavel. Says the Ran, it's not a raya, because in some nuschos of the Gemara it says Rav Asi kara megillah behutzel de Binyamin, and he says b'shem Rashi that there were two hutzels. There was plain hutzel, and that was taka in chutz laretz, but there was hutzel de Binyamin that was in the chelik of Binyamin that was in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting that from the Ran, another Rishonim, it sounds like that there was a shaila in the girsa over here on Heomid Beis if for geiris hutzel plain or hutzel de Binyamin. The way we have the girsa in the Gemara itself switches between the first lashon and the second lashon. In the first lashon, it says Rav Asi kara megillah behutzel bar beisar v'chameisar mesafkalei imu kefes chayma memeis yeshua benun hi iloi. That Rav Asi laid the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th because he wasn't sure if it had a wall from the times of Yeshua Benon or not. Iko da'amri, om Rav Asi, hai Hutzal de Beis Binyamin, mukefes chayma mimais Yeshua hi. In the Iko da'amri, it says that Rav Asi said that the Hutzal of Beis Binyamin definitely had a wall from the times of Yeshua. So, at first glance, when you just read the Gemara, it just seems like the difference is that the first Lashon is saying that Rav Asi was Mesupik, and in the second Lashon he's saying that he knew Bevadai that it had a wall. But if you're Medayik the Lashon HaGemara, in the first Lashon it just says Hutzal plain, in the second Lashon it says Hutzal de Beis Binyamin. So maybe they're talking about two different Hutzals. The Hutzal in Chutz Laretz, on that he was Mesupik, that's the first Lashon. The second Lashon is talking about a different Hutzal. The Hutzal in Beis Binyamin, that he knew for sure. The Ran comes out over there, B'Shem the Ramban, that even Mukafei Schaim and Chutz Laretz from the times of Yeshua Benun lain on the 15th. What's the Ramban's Raya? Because the Gemara says in Daf Beis Amud Beis that Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha holds that any city that has a wall from the times of Achashverosh lains on the 15th. And that's mashma that it applies even in Chutz Laretz, because he learns it out from Shushan. Just like Shushan had a wall from the times of Achashverosh, so to any city that's like Shushan that had a wall from the times of Achashverosh, lanes on the 15th. Now Shushan was in Chutz Laretz, so it sounds like any city that's like Shushan, even if it's in Chutz Laretz, which had a wall from the times of Achashverosh, lanes on the 15th. Says the Ramban that it's not mashma that the Manda Omar that says that you need Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun is arguing on whether Chutz Laretz also has the din of laning on the 15th. It's just that they're arguing in the time, that Rav Shu ben Karcha is saying that it depends on the times of Achashverosh, and the Tanakhama is saying that it has to do with the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But where it applies, on that they're not arguing. So mid Rav Shu ben Karcha nishma the Rabbanon, since in Rav Shu ben Karcha it's muchach, that it applies even in Chutz Laretz. So from there, we see that even in the Tanakhama Shita, that it's totally in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, it also applies even in Chutz Laretz. Next, Ta'ara. The Gemara says on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that Zvulun said, Ta'akarish Baruch Hu Ribayne Shalaylam, La'achai nosatu lehem sodei sukramim v'li nosatu horem ugvais. To my brothers you gave fields and vineyards, and to me you gave mountains and high places. La'achai nosatu lehem arotzais v'li nosatu yomim unaharais. To my brothers you gave land, and to me you gave seas and rivers. Omar lois, Hashem told Zvulun, Kulon srichin lecha ide chilazain. Everyone's going to need you through the chilazain. Shenemar amim hayekro svunei tmunei chayil. Tani Rabbi Yosef svunei the chilazain. Svunei is referring to the chilazain that everybody's going to need for their tcheles. Tmunei is zu tris. Tmunei is referring to tuna. And chayil is zu schuches levana. And chayil is referring to white glass. Omar lefonov. Ribayne shalai lamimai deyeni alzais. So Zvulun said, Ribbono shel Olam, who will inform me if anyone tries to take these things without payment? Amar loy sham yizbuchu zivchei tzedek, simen ze yehelecha kol anoytul mimcha b'lei damim, einay moel b'prakmatio sheloi klum. Rashi explains, sham yizbuchu zivchei tzedek, kasher osur gezel ba'ayla. Just like something that's stolen is osur to be used for a carbon, and it will not help, it will not be a kasher a carbon, Kach lo yigzlu mimcha klum. So too they will not steal anything from you. Shem yitel shava pruta b'lay damim. If anyone will take a shava pruta without paying, teskalkel hatzvia, then the dye will get ruined. V'hachoyel and the sand v'layoyel klum will not help. So the fact that the Torah used an expression of Shom Yizvuchu Zivchei Tzedek, so we're comparing someone that will take from Zvulun without payment, and it will be stolen, and there will be no Tayeles from it, just like there's no Tayeles in a carbon that's stolen, that it doesn't work. Now from Rashi it sounds like that what we're saying by Einay Moel B'Pragmatia Sholei Klum means that in this particular thing, the dye or the sand that he wants to use for the white glass will not work. But we're not talking about his general business. However, the Sifsei Chachamim learns Einay Moel B'Pragmatia Sholei Klum means that his business will give him no benefit at all. That if he steals any of these things from Zvulun, that will affect his general business, and his general business will not be Matzliach. We can connect to these words of the Sifsei Chachamim, the words of the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavchav Tes, that he says that when a person steals, or he has money that's from Ribbis, when a person has money that's Aser, not only will he not have Hatzlacha from that money, but that also affects the rest of the money that he has. And it ruins and destroys the rest of the money that he has, that he's not matzliach with any of it. And that's what the Sifsei Chachamim is saying over here, that because they have stolen goods from Zvulun, so einay moel b'pragmatia sholei klum, that his general business will not be matzliach. Next ta'ara. The Gemara says at the bottom of the Amud that Yaakov said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Mamai al tafek," referring to Esav HaRasha, "do not remove his nose ring." "Zu germamya shel edoim." This refers to Germamya of Edom Shel Molei Hein Yotzin Machriven Kol Olam Kulay. That if they would go forth, they would destroy the entire world. The Yavetz switches the Girsa from Germamya Shel Edom to Germanya Shel Edom. And he says this is referring to Ashkenaz, it's referring to Germany. So according to the Yavetz, Germany comes from Edom. However, the Vilna Gaon in Huma Daf Yudam Ad Aleph says on the Gemara over there, which brings the pasuk that Bnei Yefes Goymeru Magoy Gumodai V'Yavon V'Suval U'Meshach V'Siras. The Gemara says Goymer Zeh Germamya, and over there the Vilna Gaon switches it to Germania, and the Vilna Gaon is more Meirich in the beginning of the second parak of Negoim, where the Mishnah says that Beheres Azo Niris BeGermani Keha, that a strong Beheres, a very strong white-colored Baharis, looks in a Germani dull. And the Vilna Gaon explains that this refers to Geimer, which is Germania, and he says these children of Noach lived in the north, and they were far from the sun, so therefore they had a very white complexion. And the Tiferes Yisrael, when he explains the Vilna Gaon, he says it's referring to Ashkenaz. It's referring to Germany. So we have a machlekes over here between the Yavetz and the Vilna Gaon. The Yavetz says that Germany is from Edom, which is Esav, and the Vilna Gaon holds that Germany is from Goymer, from the Bnei Yefes. Next Ha'ara, the Gemara says on Vav Amud Beis, V'Amar Rav Yitzchak, "Im Yemelecha Adam Yagati V'Lei Matzasi Al Tamin." If a person says that I worked hard in Torah and I did not find the pshat, don't believe him. Lo Yagati U'Matzasi. If he says, "I didn't toil and I found the pshat al tamin," yogati umotzasi tamin. And the Gemara says, "Hani mili b'divrei Torah." This is talking about divrei Torah. Avol b'masa umatan, when it comes to business, siyaita hu min shemayo. Ulu divrei Torah lo yamaran elo lechidudi. Avol ukmi girsa siyaita min shemayo hi. And even by divrei Torah, this was not said except in regard to the understanding of Torah. But regarding one's retaining his learning, to remember his learning, then a person's success is dependent on siyaita d'shmaya. Rashi says, "V'yesh yogeya ve'enay maitze," that when it comes to a person not forgetting his learning, you can have a person that toils and still doesn't remember his learning. So the Ri'af and the Ein Yaakov is medayak from Rashi, that Rashi doesn't say the other way, that you can have someone that's not miyageya, and still he does remember his learning. That's pasha to Rashi, that you have to put in the effort, you have to review your learning, you have to toil to remember. Just Rashi saying that sometimes even with that, a person still won't be able to remember his learning if he's not zeicha to the siyata d'shmaya. Now the Mefarshim are bothered with the lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak, that yogati umatzasi tamen. If a person toils in Torah, then why is it called Matsasi, that I found the Pshat? L'chaira, Metziah, a find, is something that comes with Hesach Hadas. When you find something, it's something that comes on its own. But if a person toiled, then it's called Metziah, that he found it. The Rosh Yosef brings up Pshat, Al Pi the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Amid Beis, that says that when a fetus is in the mother, a malach comes and teaches him the whole Torah, and then the malach gives him a slap on his mouth, and he forgets the whole Torah. So Lefi Zeh brings the Rosh Yosef of Pshat, that when a person is Miyageya in Torah, he's able to find that Torah that was lost from him, he's able to get it back. That's why it's called a Metziah. Because a Metziah is when you find something that's lost. This Torah was lost from him, but through the Yegiyah, he's able to get back that Torah that was forgotten from him. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara says that when it comes to understanding Torah, so on that, if a person says, Yogati u'matzasi, is tamen. If a person worked at it, he'll understand Torah. But when it comes to la'ukmi girsa, when it comes to remembering the learning, that's siyata min shemayahi, that's a siyata d'shmaya. Based on this Gemara, the Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisrei wants to explain a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches, pasuk Yud Tes, which is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to Shemayim, and the pasuk says, Oliso la'moraim, shaviso shevi lokachto matonais, that you went up to Shemayim, and you captured a capturing, and you took matonais. The Beis Halevi is bothered that the Lashon HaPasuk seems to be contradictory. Shavisa Shevi sounds like something that you capture, Bal Karchai, of the other party. But then, Lokachta Matanei sounds like that you took Matanei, sounds like something that was given willingly by the other party, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, what's the Lashon Lokachta Matanei? Lokachta Mekach is usually a Lashon that's used by a Mekach Umemkar, by a sale. When you're buying and selling, matanos is something that's given. So the Beis Halevi wants to say that the pasuk is referring to three different madregas in Torah. The first madrega in Torah is shavisa shavi. It's a capturing, which says the Beis Halevi, that's the madrega that our Gemara says l'chidude, that when it comes to chidud, which he says is a lashon of the sharpness of Torah, the pilpul of Torah, that is a capturing that a person can be zeichet to, even if he learns shalai lishma, but if he's miyageya in Torah, if he toils in Torah, automatically he is zeichet to understand Torah. And that's why it's called a shevi. A shevi, a capturing, the ikar zchia is mitzad the teifis. He's taking the chayfetz b'kaychai, and the bal chayfetz is not being makna to him. But still he's zeichet in it. And for this, you don't need any other Tanai. Even if a person doesn't have within himself Ma'isim Tovim, and he's Isaac Shalai Lashma, because when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, it was given to them on this Eifin, that if you're Miyageya in Torah, you can get Torah. But, says the Beis Halevi, that's only in order to know the pilpul of Torah. But when it comes L'ukma Girsa, that means to know the Halacha Al Burya, that it should not be forgotten from a person, that he should be able to retain his learning, that he should be able to paskin, for that you need siyata d'shmaya, for that you need that min hashamayim they should be maskim, that he should be able to have this madrega. So therefore that a person needs a schus through ma'isim tovim and learning lishma, besides for his yegiyah, like Rashi said, that of course you need yegiyah also. So this bechina in Torah, that's called lokachta, that's called a lekicha, it's like a mekach u'memkar. Just like by a sale, the zchia is totally in the das of both of them. You need the das of the makna, the giver, that he wants to be makna, the chayfetz. And you also need the das of the kaina, that he wants to acquire the chayfetz. And he's paying for the chayfetz. So too over here, you need both sides to give. You need the person to be holding by a madrega of lishma, and he's doing maisim tovim, and his yegia. So then Hashem, in return, gives him this siyata d'shmaya, that he should be able to be l'ukma girsa, he should be able to retain his learning and know the halacha al burya, and he should be able to paskin. And then, says the Beis Halevi, there's a third madrega of matanais. Like it says in the Brisa of Kinyan Torah, the sixth parak of Masechta Avos that a person that learns Torah Lishma is Nasa Kemayan Hamiskabru Megalaloi Rosei Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to him the secrets even in things that he did not toil in. Because to know the secrets of Torah, that's not something that a person can toil in to reach them, because we have no haschala, we have no gateway to reach that. But just when once a person is amal in the Torah HaNiglis, in the revealed Torah, and he does it lishma, so then a person is zeicha that Hashem reveals to him the secrets of the Torah. So the pasuk over here is describing the three madregas in Torah. Aliso lamarim shavisa shevi. Madrega number one is like a captive, that the person through his Torah, even shalai lishma, even without maisim tovim, but he can capture the Torah with the yegia itself. But that's only the chidud, the pilpul of Torah. The next madrega is lokachta. It's a mekach, it's like a sail. It's a two-way street that a person, through his maisim tovim, and through his lishma, along with his yegia, he zeicha that Hashem gives him that siyata d'shmaya in return, that he's able to remember his learning, he's able to know the halacha al burya, and he can paskin. And then the last madrega is matanais, it's a present, that once a person is amal b'tayra lishma, so then eventually he zeicha that he becomes like a mayan hamisgaber, that Hashem is megala to him, the rosei taira, and that's a pure present. That's why it's called matanais.
We're learning Masechtas Megillah, we're in the middle of Davav. We start the Mishnah and Davav and Beis, the Mishnah of Koris and Megillah Ba'ad Rishayn. The Mishnah says, Koris and Megillah Ba'ad Rishayn, if they already read the Megillah Ba'ad Rishayn in this Arba Hashanah, and afterwards the Shana became a Shana Muberis, he added a month to the year, there's an Adesheni. Kairin Eisa Ba'adesheni, even though you already read it Ba'adereshen, you're mechuyiv to read it Ba'adesheni, you're not Yetza with the Kriya of Adereshen. Ein ben Adereshen la'adesheni, there's no difference between Adereshen and Adesheni, they both have the same halachas, el Kriyas HaMegillah u'matanas la'avyenim. Kriyas Megillah and Matanas la'avyenim have to be done dafka by Adesheni. And the Gemara is a discussion. Legabi, what is Adarishan and Adesheni the same? The Gemara, in reference to the discussion, brings a brisa that has three shittas. The way the Gemara explains it, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi holds that all the mitzvahs are to be done in Adarishan, dafka. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that all the mitzvahs are to be done in Adesheni, dafka, including Seder Parshias, which are the four Parshias. Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zacha, Parshas Parah, Parshas Chodesh, everything is done in Adar Sheni, Dafka. And the Tanakhama is in between. Legabi Megillah, the Tanakhama holds its Dafka Adar Sheni. And Legabi say the Parshas, the Gemara says the Tanakhama holds Lechatchila, it's Ba'adar Sheni, but the Eved, the Yetzah, Dalit Parshas, even if you did it Ba'adar Isha. Those are the three Shittas in the Braisa. But in regard to the Isra of Hesped V'tainis, that everyone's in agreement that both Adarishan and Adesheni have the Isra of Hesped and Tainis. So the Gemara has two pshatim, how it wants to learn our Mishnah. In the first Lashon, the Gemara says that our Mishnah holds like the Tanakhama. And the pshat is like this. With regard to Mikra Megillah and Matanis of Yainim, which we'll have to include in the Tanakhama, there the mitzvah is Dafka Adesheni, you're not Yates if you do it by Adarishan. But in Legabi, what is it? Zeviz Ashav, and Legabi say the parishes. In regard to say the parishes, there, the Evid, if you lane them Adarishan, you yaitse, and you do not have to repeat them in Adesheni. And that's the pshat in our Mishnah. The second Lashon the Gemara says is that in regard to Adar, we're not discussing. Say the parishes is not mentioned in our Mishnah. We're not discussing the Inyan of Adar Bechlav. We're only discussing the Inyan of Yud Dalet Adar. Yud Dalet Adar is the same. Yudal Adarishan and Yudal Adarsheni is the same in regard to everything except for Mikra Megillah Matanis Levyanim, which in regard to what is it the same? In regard to Hesped V'tainis, Yudal Adar and Yudal Adarishan and Yudal Adarsheni is the same Legabi Hesped V'tainis, but Legabi Mikra Megillah Matanis Levyanim, there it's Dafka Adarsheni, not Adarishan. The Mishnah is not discussing at all, say the Parshis. And the Chanami of Shem Gamil holds that say the Parashis are also Dafka Adesheni and not Adarishan. And the Gemara ends up passing like Reb Shem Ben Gamil, that say the Parashis and Mikra Megillah and Matanis Levyanim will have to be done by Adesheni, And the only thing that's similar is in regard to Hesed v'Tainus, where they have both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Adkan the Sugyas HaGemara. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim in regard to the Shita of the Tana Kama. At the Tana Kama says, B'di'eved yetzer say the Parashis by Adar Rishon. So if they would have lained Parashis Shkolim, Parashis Zachar, Parashis Parah, Parashis Chedesh by Adar Rishon, according to Tana Kama, they do not have to repeat them by Adar Sheni. Now, Taisa says, and the Rush, that the only time the Tana Kama would say such a thing is if they were not yet Ma'abed Shana. Which, that's the case in the Mishnah, Akapanim, the Mishnah's case by Megillah, that the Mishnah's case by Megillah is Kairos and Megillah, Ba'ad Rishim, and it's Abra HaShana. That means when it came Purim, they did not yet make the Shana Muberis. Bezin did not convene to decide to add an extra month to the year. So right now, you mechuyiv to lay in the Megillah, because as far as we know, it's a Shana Pshuta, it's Yadal and Adar. After Purim, then Bezin decided to make a new month to the year. So there, Lemafreya, we say, you lay in the Adar Rishon, and you have to lay in the Megillah over Adar Sheni. That's in regard to Megillah. Mashenkin, in regard to Seder Parashiyos, Bidi Evet, if you lay in the Seder Parashiyos, on Adar Rishon, because at that time it wasn't Adar Rishon. At that time it was plain Adar. It wasn't a Sabra Shana yet. So a new lent, Pashas Shkolim, Pashas Zachar, Pashas Parah, Pashas Chedesh, there was not, the Bezin did not yet be Ma'abra the Shana. They could Ma'abra the Shana all the way till the end of Adar. And therefore, be the Evid according to Tanakama Yeitze. Masha'ekin, if let's say they're ready Ma'abra the Shana in advance, before Adar ready, they were Ma'abed Shana. They already decided it should be a Shana Muber. So when Adar comes, we know already it's Adar Rishon. So there's no reason to lay in the Arba Parashas in the Megillah. You're supposed to do that B'Sheni. So then, even B'di'evet, if you did lay in the Arba Parashas by Adar Rishon, even according to Tanakama, you're not Yetzah. You have to lay in it again B'Sheni. That's what Taisa says. Rashi's not mashing that way. Rashi simply says, Shemkar B'Rishon ain't Tzarech Lachas of Likris B'Sheni. So Rashi is mashma in all cases. Yeah, it's a b'di'evet b'rishon. It's not only because they were not ma'abed the shana yet. The Rosh says like Taisus, and the Ran is mashma like Rashi. But this machlokes is not negei la'alacha, because la'alacha we don't pass like the Tana Kama. So la'alacha we pass again anyway, that in all cases, if you leaned it b'rishon, even if they were not yet ma'abed the shana, you have to lean it again b'sheni. But the Rosh takes this svara one step further. He applies it also to Hesper V'Tainus. And here comes the Machlokes Rishonim that is very negei l'halacha. The Rosh says that when the Gemara says, Hal inyan Hesper V'Tainus zeh v'zeh shavim, the Gemara also means in a case where you already started Purim, and the Rosh says you already read the Megillah before they were Ma'abed Hashana. So if there were Ma'abed Hashana after Purim, it's not Negeya. You had to be Negeya in Hesed V'Tainus, because as far as you're concerned, it's Purim. They weren't yet Ma'abed Hashana. Right now, we have to name on this day is a regular Yud Dalet Adar in Hashana Pshuta. But what's Negeya is if they're Ma'abed Hashana on Purim. If on Purim, after the Kriyas Megillah, the Bezin gets together and as Ma'abed Hashana. So in that case is when the Gemara says, Holin Yin Hesed V'Tainus Eves Hashavin. In that case, that you already read the Megillah on Purim, and before they were Ma'abirit, so then the fact they were Ma'abirit is not going to make it Ois Purim Lagabi Hesbiv V'Tainus, even though you have to read the Megillah again, you have to give Matanas of Yainim again, but you still have an Issa Hesbiv V'Tainus. Masha'enken, if they were Ma'abirit Hashana before Purim, then Zok Derosh, so it's Shvat. In the case where Ma'abirit Hashana before Purim, Adar Rishon is the same thing as Shvat. And if there's no Issa Hesed V'Tainus on Yud Dalet and Tesvav of Adar Rishon. So, Kum Dais La'alacha L'maisa L'fid Rosh. Now that we don't have a Beis Din deciding year by year whether they should Ma'abed Hashana, but all the Yiburim are planned out in advance, and we know exactly which year is Ma'abed, because Hillel HaSheni went and was Ma'abed all the Shanim from his time ad Bias Mashiach, already pre-planned. So, Lefizah, according to the Rosh, Halacha L'maisa, there is no Isser Hesper V'Tainus on Adar Rishon, because if they were Ma'abed Hashana before Purim, Adar Rishon is Mamish like Shvat, and there's no Isser Hesper V'Tainus. And that is the Rosh's Shita Halacha L'maisa. It's also the Shita of his Rebbe, the Ram Rittenberg, that's brought in the Mardechai and in the Gaius Maimoni. And it's brought as a Yesh Haimim in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Sadek Zayin. But the other Rishayim argue, Taisus and the Ran and the Rambam is quite that way, and Rabbeinu Peretz and Kama other Rishayim hold that the Issa Hesiv Atainis has nothing to do with when the Ma'abed Shana. Even when the Ma'abed Shana, before Adar, there still is an Issa Hesiv Atainis and Adarishan, and therefore even Bizman Azad, there will also be an Issa Hesiv Atainis and Adarishan. And that sheet is brought in the Shulchan Aruch Bistam, and there are more paskins that way, that we have to be knowing an Issa Hesiv Atainis and Adarishan, even Bizman Azad, they already Ma'abed Shana before, not like the Rosh. Now, one other interesting Machlokes Rishayim, is it just an Isser of Hesiv V'Tainis, or is there also a Chi of Mishta V'Simcha? Taisus brings a Yesh Noyigim Lassus in a Mishta V'Simcha Barba Aser, or B'Chamisha Aser Adarishin. There's a Minig, he brings a Yesh Noyigim to make Mishta V'Simcha, and he says the Mishnah is Mashman away. The Mishnah says, Ein Bein Adarishin Adarsheni Ella Mikum Megillah U'matanas Avyanim. So it sounds like all other Dinim that are negated to Purim, are negated to Adarishan also. And Mishta V'Simcha is not included in the exception, so it would seem that Mishta V'Simcha would be Nayig on Adarishan. That's what the Mishnah would seem. However, Taisa says that the Gemara is not mashed that way, because the Gemara says, Hol inyan Hesped V'Tainis is ever zeh shavin. So it sounds like Dafka Hesped V'Tainis is shavin, not Mishta V'Simcha. If there be a Nayig Mishta V'Simcha, the Gemara should have said, Hol inyan Mishta V'Simcha is ever zeh shavin. And once we know there's a chi of Mishta V'Simcha, we know it on our own that there's an Issa Hesped V'Tainis. The fact that the Gemara only says Hesped V'Tainis, so that would indicate that it's Nafka Hesped V'Tainis that's Aser, but there is no chi of Mishta V'Simcha. If you say that's Aser to fast on a certain day, that wouldn't sound like that there's a chi of to have a Bezundar Mishta. If there's a chi of to have a Bezundar Mishta, V'Shteitzach it's Aser to fast. So that's Taisus Maskana, there is no Chi of Mishta V'Simcha, there's only an Issa Hesed V'Tainis. The Ran, on the other hand, holds that, no, he holds that the Din, the Issa of Hesed V'Tainis, is learnt out from the Pasuk Mishta V'Simcha, like the Gemara says earlier. So how could you be Mechalik between the two? How could you be Mechalik and say, and he says the Gemara's Lashon of Issa Hesed V'Tainis, he says that's the Iker Din of Mishta V'Simcha that's there, by Purim, the Iker Adin is an Issa Hesed V'Tainis. Like the Gemara says earlier, Mishta V'Simcha, Malamed She'asa B'Hesed V'Tainis, because that's really the Iker Din. The Din that we're going to have later, Chayev Nishla B'Sumi, the Din of the Mishta, he says that's not Mamash in the Pasuk, that he calls Midarabanan Ba'alma. But Al Kopanim, it's one Din. The Din of Issa Hesed V'Tainis, the Din of Mishta V'Simcha is the same Din. Once you find in the Gemara that Legabe Hesed V'Tainis, Zev Zeh Shavin, so Lachar Hu Adin, Legabe Mishta V'Simcha. That's what he says. But he says Mishlayach Manes not, because Mistamid the Gemara was Kailal Mishlayach Manes and Matanis of Yenim. That Mistamid the same din, and Mishlayach Manes would be Tali in Adar Sheni. Mashenke and Mishta V'Simcha. The Ran holds you have both days. The Ramah in Simen Tafresh Tzadik Zayin brings down both days. Legabe the din of Mishta V'Simcha for Adarishin. He says we're not naik to do Mishta V'Simcha and Adarishin, but he says Mikol Malkim Yirbik Sas B'Suda Kedei Lotzis Yidei Machmir, and then he finishes with his famous quote of the pasuk V'Toyv Leiv Mishta Tamid. Mechay, what he means to say that is that Mishta might always be a good thing if it's done L'Shem Shemayim L'Shem Mitzvah. Now, what's Pshat in Taisus? How could Taisus be mechalik between Hesed V'Tainis and Mishta V'Simcha if they're all learned out from the same pasuk? So there's a pshat from the Goyin, the Gra, in Simen Tavkov Samaches, the Shaloibim Kaimitz and Ilchis Tainis. The Gra says that the pshat in Taisus is that Eimech Hanami Mitzad, the din of Purim, everything has the same din as Kriyas Megillah, that we learn out that's only by Adar Sheni, like the Gemara learns out from the Psukim. But there's another din. There's a din of Megillah's Tainis. Just like the Gemara said earlier in the Afayim and Beis, that in regard to the Isser of Hesed V'Tainis, even though normally in regard to the din Purim, the din of Kriyas Megillah, and Chahuadin, the din of Mishta V'Simcha, the Krachim are Tezvav, and the Ayaris are in Yudalid. The Ayaris keep Purim on Yudalid, and the Krachim, they keep Shushan Purim on Tezvav. But Legabe Hesed V'Tainis, everybody's Asur on both Yudalid and Tezvav because of Megillah's Tainis. So the Gaon says, so Huadin Legabe Adarishin, tis a din of mishta v'simcha mitzad the din of Megillus Tainus. Because Enechanami Purim, the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, Purim is only one of the others. But Megillus Tainus is no such limit, so Megillus Tainus is both others. So the din of mishta v'simcha, the din of Issev Hesev Tainus, is not because of mishta v'simcha. Mishta v'simcha is like Purim, which you only have in Ad Hasheni. But it's mitzad the din of Megillus Tainus, just like Megillus Tainus says Yudal and Tezvav, who would din it says both Ad Rishon and Ad Hasheni. That's how the girl learns Pshat and Taisus. Be'ez Hashem, in the Hemshech Rishi, I want to say maybe a different Pshat and Taisus, which would stem with other places that the guy in there is coming to argue on. And now, I want to discuss in general the Shailen that the Paiskim have in regard to Kamadinim, which is the real Adar, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. And a lot of the words are in the Sugya, discussing our Sugya. So I wanted to start with the Shaila that the Paiskim discuss and see how each Shita learns up our Sugya. This Shaila is discussed already in the Gemara in the Dharam Daf Samach Gimel in regard to a neder. Someone makes a neder till Adar. Does that mean Adar Rishon? Does that mean Adar Sheni? And it's actually a Machlokes HaPaiskim, what the Maskana LaHalacha is. And from there also, it's discussed also by Shtar and Shtaris, both in Chayshim Mishpat, Lagabe regular Shtaris, and even Evan Ezel, Lagabe Gittin, that if a Shtar says Adar, are we to assume that means Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni? But there, it's not Mukhrich that it's totally in our Sugya, because that could be a Shail in Lashim B'nei Adam. Simply in Lashim B'nei Adam, the Darin and Shtaris go bas Lashim B'nei Adam. In Lashim B'nei Adam, do we call Stam Adar, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni? But the Paiskim discuss the Shaila about a yard site. It's in Simen Tavkuf Samaches in Arachayim, where the question is, if somebody dies in Adar, on a Shana Pshuta, and when it comes a year of a Shana Mubaris, which Adar do we have the yard site? Which Adar does the son fast? You fast on the date of the Ptira, in Adar Rishon or in Adar Sheni? So it's actually a three-way machlekes ha-paiskim. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Samaches says that you fast in Adar Sheni. The yard site is called Adar Sheni. The Ramadiyah says that you fast in Adar Rishon. The yard site's bigger in Adar Rishon. He brings a tzad to fast both. And the Magen Avraham and the Gra, Eifenart, hold that you mechuyev to fast both. Me'ikar Adin, the yard site is nikva on both, you have to fast both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. Now, the Ramah, which is coming from the Tshumas Hadeshen says that you fast Adar Rishon, he says Avarayim from our Sugya. Because our Sugya has a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in regard to Kriyas Megillah. Well, the Kriyas Megillah and Purim, do we do that on Adar Rishon? Or do we do it on Adar Sheni? And the Gemara explains, the Machlokes is like this. The Pasuk says, B'chol Shana V'Shana. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi says, each year has to be the same. Just like every year, in other words, the Shana Pshuta, the Adar is the Adar, which is Samach L'Shvat. Who would do my Shana Muberis? It has to be an Adar, which is Samach L'Shvat. The Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, that B'chol Shana V'Shana, just like every Shana, it's the Adar Samach Nisan. Who would then, by a Shana Muberis, has to be Adar Samach Nisan. And the Gemara explains, that as far as HaMachloikis is, the reason why Rabbi Elazar basically holds his dafka to Adar Samach Cheshvan is because of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Since that's the first Adar that comes up, you got to do the mitzvah the first opportunity. Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, you can't pass off the mitzvahs and do it in the next opportunity. The din of Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And the Gemara explains the story for the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says you do it the Adar Samach Nisan because Mismach Geula Geula Adif. It's better, even though you give me Mavir Ala Mitzvahs, to make the Geula come together with the other Geula, to make Purim, the Geula by Purim, to come together with the Geula by Pesach. Or another pshat they said in Shimon Gamliel, is because you learn it from the Pasuk Hashenis. Hashenis tells you the second Adar. Hashenis tells you the second Adar. Neini b'chol shana v'shana, because otherwise you'd say Hashenis means both Adars. But once you have b'chol shana v'shana to teach you, that's anyway only one year, only one of the Adars, Hashenis teaches you it's the second Adar. That's not so of the sugya. Hazak the Tshumas Hadeshen. So, in regard to Megillah, there Reb Shimon Gamliel has either the svar of Mismach Gula Gula Adif to tell you that it's Adar Sheni because that's Samach, to the Geula of Nisan, or he has a Svar of Hashenis to tell you that it has to be Ad Hasheni. But in regard to Tainus Yartzeit, so everyone should agree to Reb Elazar Reb Yossi's Svar of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. You have a Parsha in the Din of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. So everyone should have to agree that it should be done in Adarishan. That's the Chumas Hadeshin Svar, and that's the Makar from our Sugya. So this is the Chumas Hadeshin Shita, that he sees from our Sugya, that if there's a mitzvah that must be done during Adar, it must be done B'dafka Adarishan, because Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. Purim is an exception because there you have exerus the cause of Avashenis, or you have the Svar of Mismah Gula Gula. So that's why he says that the Tainus Yartzeit should be Dafka Adarishan. And that's the Ramos Psak, like we said. Tainin, the Goyin, and the Magen Avram, that they see in the Sugya Faket. The Sugya says, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshan the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana. They both darshan the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana. Why do they need the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana? Why does Ablezim and Yaakov and Shem need a Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana? They have Svaras. They have a Svara. Avei Mevir and Alamitzis. They have a Svara of Mismach Gula Gula. Who needs the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana? Vais Leizak the Gayin and the Magen Avram, that without the Pasuk of B'chol Shana V'shana, you'd have to lane it both. Because they're both Adar. So Mele, if there's a Din, you'd dial an Adar to lane the Megillah, that would include both Adarishan and Adarsheni. It's only by Megillah, where it says B'chol Shana V'shana, there it has to dafka be one, like B'chol Shana V'shana. Now the Shaila is which one? So there you go, Svaris. Do you say the Svara of Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs? Do you say the Svara of Mismach Gula L'Gula? Or maybe L'Kuli Alma you'd say Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs, if not for Xeris HaKosav of Hashenis, but that's only after you have the Pasuk of B'chol Shana V'shana. But by Yartzeit, or by anything else that has to be done in Adar, without Xeris HaKosav B'chol Shana V'shana, would have to be done both. And Tainit, the Gain and the Magen Avraham also says this, that the Din of Megillah, the whole Din of Megillah is Tainus, that certain days that it's an Adar, and it's Mavurit from the Gemara and Tainus, they bring that it was an Adar Sheni. Al Kaponim also Adar Sheni. So you see Lechai now like the Chumash Hadeshin, you see that Stam is done Adar Sheni, but Zot Magen Avraham was of Adar both. And this is what they say, because Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ela Mikri Megillah Matanis Lev Yainim. So Vaisleis Lagabi Megillah's Tainus, you'd have it in by both Adars. And that's what it says. That's what the Gaon also says. That's why Taisus, who doesn't hold as a din Mishta v'Simcha both times, because Mishta v'Simcha is a din in Purim, and Purim, the whole Purim, not only Mikra Megillah, but who a din the din Mishta v'Simcha goes into the pasuk of B'chol Shana v'Shana, that it's only one Adar. That's Xeris HaKosav. So Mel, just like you don't have a mitzvah Mikra Megillah both, you don't have a mitzvah of Mishta v'Simcha both. But Megillah's Tainus, then you don't have a B'chol Shana v'Shana. So then you take a have both. So who would in Yartzeit, that should be like Megillah's Tainus, where you mechuyev not mitzad Safik, but mitzad Ikar Adin, that both Adar, you mechuyev both. Ad kan the Svar of the Gain. Erish Daka Tainam, connected the Chumash Hadeshin and the Ramah's Psak, which is our Psak, that you only do it in Adarishin. So I saw in the Sefer Yeturim Megillah, ending a Sefer, a Geshmak is Svar Timachalak. And I'm going to bring what seemed to me a good raya to the Svar. And the Svar is like this. Vaistais, the Chumash Hadeshin nem done, that if there's a mitzvah to do in Adar, there's no mocking to say that you mechuyif to do the mitzvah twice. Avada, as long as you did the mitzvah in Adar, you yaitse the mitzvah. And Mistama Azai, if it wouldn't be for B'chol Shana V'shana, you'd be yaitse the mitzvah Mikra Megillah either one. That's what I think, how we would learn why you would need B'chol Shana V'shana. Because if not the pshat, that if it wouldn't be for B'chol Shana V'shana, you'd have to be mechuyif to lane it twice. No, without B'chol Shana V'shana, you'd be yaitse the mitzvah either Adar. B'chol Shana V'shana tells you only yaitse the mitzvah one of the Adars. Maybe it means Adar Sam L'cheshvat. Maybe it means Adar Sam L'chanisan. So did the Gemara say Shailin, Svoya, do you say Mavir Nele Mitzvahs, or do you say Mismach Gula L'gula Adif, or Xeris HaKosav of Hashenis? But Al Kaponim, the B'chol Shana V'shana teaches you that only one of these Adars are good enough. And without the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'shana, we would say that either one is good enough. It's only a Shail of V'chatchila. To Lefiza, we could say another Pshat in what's a Pshat in Taisvis that says that Mishta v'simcha is not noig ba'adirishin, but just an issa hasu v'tainis, even though it's learned out from the same pasuk. Because in regard to a mitzvah that you have to do, there is no sorry you have to do it both. As long as you did the mitzvah and adi yetzir the mitzvah. But in regard to iser, the yom is mechayev and iser, so anything that's adir is mechayev the iser. In other words, we mask him to the gain. Both adirishin and adirshemi, they're both adir. They both have a shame adir. So, but it will come at a chilek. If there's a mitzvah you have to do in adir, or a new dalet adir, in a specific day of adir, so the key in mitzvah is done either adir, be'etzim, if it wouldn't be for b'chol shana v'shana. But if there's a din that in a day in adir, there's an iser, so that would apply to both adirs. So that's how Taisa is mechalik. You don't have to come on to Megillah's Tainus. Even mitzad the etzim din of mishta v'simcha that's in the Megillah, if there's a chi of mishta v'simcha, chi of to make a mishta, as long as I made a mishta on a yud dalet adar, I'd be yitzah. Mechal shana v'shana tells me I have to make a dafka this yud dalet adar. But without the pasuk, I can make it either one. Masha'en kain, if there's an iser, the iser would apply to both days, because they're both yud dalet adar. And the riot to the svara is, and I don't have the teretz how to explain how the Goyen understands it, is say the parashias. Say the parashias, the Tanakhama says, l'chatkhila you do it b'sheni, the other berishan of it. Why doesn't the Tanakhama say that say the parashias and mechuyiv to do both? If without the pasuk of b'chol shana v'shana, you'd be mechuyiv to read the Megillah both, so miman of shech. If the pasuk b'chol shana v'shana could be applied to say the parashias, or for whatever reason Rav Shimon Gamliel holds after dafka be done b'sheni at yitzah by adirishin, so then you shouldn't be yitzah even b'dieved by adirishin. Elamai, you don't have a pasuk telling you it's dafka adirsheni. If you don't have a pasuk telling you it's dafka adirsheni, so why do you have to do it both? L'chayr in the Gemara state, like the Tshuma Sedeshin, that a mitzvah you're not mechuyev to do both. So, you could say that fasting on a yahrzeit is not the pshat that the yom is mechayiv and iser achila. The pshat is you have to go and do a tainus. You have to go on the yahrzeit and go and be misana. It's a positive thing to be misana by yahrzeit, with the other nihugim of yahrzeit. There has to be a 1 day a year time where you prav a tainus, you prav a yahrzeit for the nifter. So either one is good enough. Now the shaila is, so which one? Avada and that is a din, like the Tshuma Sedeshin says, in Mevirin Alamitzis. That has to dafka be the Rishon, not the Sheni. Lefid, the way I'm learning, even Lefid the Tshuma Sedeshin, if you didn't fast on Yom Tov Rishon, and Adar Rishon, and you fasted on Adar Sheni, you yaitza. It's just Lechatchila, you should fast on Adar Rishon, and say Mevirin Alamitzis, since you don't have V'chol Shana V'shana, so you don't have any kuva that has to dafka be one of the days. And that's Mamash Din of Seder Parashis, according to the Tanakhama. So, L'sikum, the Shaila is, the Vaila, we discussed two of the Shitas. The Shaila Legab Yartzeit is, which Adar is Adar? That the Goyin and Magen of Rome says both Adars are Adar, and you mechuyev to do it both times. And by Purim, it's different. Purim, you don't have both times because of Exeris Kasa B'chol Shana V'shana. But any other din that's negayah to Adar, which doesn't have exeris because of b'chol shana v'shana, is negayah by both Adarishin and Adarsheni. That's the Goyin's mahalach. Shenke in the Ramah, the Tshuma Sedeshin, learns, no, that all things be'etzim yoytze with one. Any mitzvah be'etzim yoytze with one. Now b'chol shana v'shana tells us likuva one. Without b'chol shana v'shana, that would be like say the parashis according to the Tanakhama, v'lechatchila. It's one, but b'dieved, it could be either one. By say the parashis, the chatchila is adesheni, because say the parashis are more tall in adesheni, but anything else, you'd say, mevirin alamitzis, and the chatchila would be adarishin. But b'dieved, it would be yitzah with either one. Now, what do we do with the other shita, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, that says it's dafka adesheni? The Tshuma Sedeshin asks a good taina. The Tshuma Sedeshin says, Purim is Purim, it says, only because of a din of mismach gula gula, or because it's a din of ashenis, that's why it's dafka adesheni. But vices without that, we'd all be masking the blazer of Yasi, it's dafka adarishin. So the Bishlam, like the guy in it's both, that's one shita. that you could say that because, you know, B'chol Shem Rishon will be both. But the Shulchan Aruch, which doesn't hold that it's both, holds it's only Adar Sheni. Once you don't hold like the guy and you hold it's only one, so the Chayin Ag Sugi, it's Muchach, that without the Svar of Mismach Gul Lugulo, or the Svar of Hashenis, we would say Mavirin Alamitzis, and make it Dafka Adar Rishon. So what's Pshat in Shulchan Aruch that says it has to be an Adar Sheni? V'anir Mizem is that the Shulchan Aruch apparently holds that once, whatever you learn out from the Pasuk, the din is, by Purim, that's going to be the din with any other mitzvah that's negei to Adar, that would follow Purim, and you'd have to do it exactly like it would be by Purim. So Mele would have to be Dafka Adar Sheni. Now, the writing to this, from a Taisus in the Darim, on Daf Samach Gimel, which you have really the same Kasha on Taisus, that in that Gemara, which was discussing whether Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, or Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, Taisa says the reason why Stam Adar is Adar Sheni because Purim is an Adar Sheni. Vaisle Stam Adar is Adar Sheni, which you really have the same kasha. Purim is Adar Sheni, the Gemara says a svara why? Because Mismachul Lagula Adif, or because you have Exeris Akas of Vashenis. By Nidarim, you don't have that svara. You don't have Mismachul Lagula. You don't have Exeris Akas of Vashenis. Now, Vaisle says that once there's a Takanas Chazal Lagabe Purim to make it Dafkin Adar Sheni, and the Takana state that Adar Sheni becomes the Ika Adal Gabi Uldine Atayra. Now, Chayr also have a Makar from the Shulchan Aruch from the Rosh in our Sugya. Because the Rosh in our Sugya in Amazon that even has for Vitainis is no Issa Adarishan. So, Enechinami, Mitzad the Chi of Mishta Vesimcha, there you could say that the Rosh holds, that just like you find the Dinah B'chol Shana Vishana tells you that the Chi of Mishta Vesimcha, the Chi of Prius Megillah is Davka Adar Sheni, that applies to all the Dinah Purim, including Mishtav Simcha. But what happened to Taka Megillus Tainus? Just like we find the Gemara of Haman Beis, that Megillus Tainus is Negei both Yudal and Tezvav. So why don't you say it's Negei Adarishan? It sounds like the Rosh held that there was no Din Megillus Tainus by Adarishan. And that's the Lashon of the Rosh, that Adarishan is Kamei Shvat. If it was this Abba beforehand, Adarishan is Mamish like Shvat. The whole Gemara that says Hesav Tainus is by Zevizeh is Dafko and it was Nisaba on Purim. But if it was Abba beforehand, Adarishan is not Adar Bechlal. L'chari, Agamar only learns it out from Sukkim and from Svaris and that. What does he mean, Adar Rishon is not Adar Bechlal? It sounds like he holds that that's Pshat of Shem Gamliel, and that's Gufa de Machlekes by saying the Parashis, that Shem Gamliel learns out, the Balt that says by Purim, that Purim has to be Adar Sheni, even if it's a Svara of Mismach Gula Lugula, but B'chol Shana V'shana teaches you that it's Dafka one Adar, and Mismach Gula Lugula teaches you it's Dafka Adar Sheni, or Hashemis teaches you it's Dafka Adar Sheni. So Mamela, Adar becomes Adar Sheni, and Adar Rishon has no din Adar Lagabi any dinei Teira. Not us, but we don't necessarily pass him like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass him like the Rosh. So the Rosh can't be completely a Makar, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that there is an Issa Hesu V'tainis. But there we could say, the Chilak that we made before, the Lagabi Isurim that a Negei to Adar, like the Issa of Hesu V'tainis, Isurim a Negei to both Adars. But Lagabe Mitzvahs, once you see that by Purim, there's a din that the mitzvah has to be done, Dafka Adar Sheni, so who a din that would apply to any mitzvah that's Negei to Adar has to be Dafka Adar Sheni like Purim. That's how I learn Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. I want to speak out two more nekudas. The first, I want to say from the Turei Evin. Turei Evin tells us what exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lagabe Seyde Parshias. Lagabe Megillah, the Gemara explained. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi holds Emavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Mismach Gula Lagula Adif, or Ashenis, to tell you that it has to be Adar Sheni. But Lagabe Seyde Parshias, what's the pshat? It doesn't, you don't have Mismach Gula Lagula, you don't have Ashenis. Why does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold Lagabe Seyde Parshias that it has to be by Sheni? And for the Turei Evin, that the Pshat's like this, because the Seyde Parshias, Parshish Shkolim, Parshish Zachar, Parshish Parah, Parshish Achidish, why are they at the time that they are? Parshish Shkolim is because they have to start giving their Shkolim for the Beit HaKavayis. You start 30 days before Nisan, Be'echad Ba'adar, when they have to already bring in their Shkolim, they give them 30 days to bring the Chatzi Shekel to the base of Mikdash. So that's Negei Adar Sheni. That depends when Nisan is. What's the Pshat in Parshas Parah? and Parashas HaChadosh, Parashas Paris, to become Torah for Nisan, to bring the Karban Pesach, Parashas HaChadosh, and Mekadosh HaChadosh Nisan. That's only gay to Nisan. It's only gay to be before Nisan. Parashas Zachar is negay to Purim. They're Mesakim Parashas Zachar, so it should be. Lahaktim Zechir Lasi, like the Gemara says later. That should first talk about Timchas Eich HaMalek before we do it on Purim. So that also is pointer of Shimon Gamliel. Purim is Ad HaSheni. So if Adah has to be Ad HaSheni, that's a pshat of Shimon Gamliel. He asks, V'ket Teshver, our blessed Rabbi Yesu holds that Purim is Ad HaRishon because of Eim Avir and Alam Mitzis. So that's very good why Parsha Zachar also has to be Ad HaRishon because Parsha Zachar is totally in Purim. But the other three, Parsha Shkolim, Parsha Sparim, and Parsha Chodesh, are all Akdamah to Nisan, to bring the Shkolim to become Torah, to Mekadosh Chodesh Nisan. It's all Akdamah to Nisan. Why is it an Ad HaRishon? So he says, you're going to have to say in a blessed Rabbi Yesu, it's the Inyan of Lei Plug. The Baal Purim is an Ad HaRishon, and Parsha Zachar also then should be like Purim and Ad HaRishon. So it's Lei Plug, they also made that the other three should be an Ad HaRishon, should be the same thing as Purim, and Parsha Zachar, even though they themselves would be better off an Ad HaSheni. That's how he teaches it. Now, I'm just going to be meisif a little bit. And what's pshat in the machloikis, if it's likuv or not? That Reb Shimon Gamliel holds it's likuv in Ad HaSheni, and the Tanakhama holds it's not likuv, it's only l'chatchila in Ad HaSheni, but b'dieved yaitze b'rishin. So according to the Chumash Hadeshin's Mahalach and the Gayin's Mahalach, according to Chumash Hadeshin and the Gayin, that both seem to them on that really either Adar is good enough. Apparently, the pshat is that it's better to have it in Ad HaSheni, the ikat takana should be in Ad HaSheni, like we're explaining. The Tali in Chodesh Nisan, or the Tali in Purim, which is Ad HaSheni. But you have to say, b'svara pligi, there are bonin hold, they're upon him, it's not ma'akiv. Since first you're doing it in Adar, that's good enough. The ikat din is Adar. Mashenken, Reb Shimon Gamliel held that the takana is chum of Dalet Parshis, the chum, yeah, when ma'akiv, it should be ma'akiv in Ad HaSheni. On a point, like we said, the Rosh, and this is our awesome learning, the Shulchan Aruch, that says that the Yartzen has to be Dafka Ad HaSheni. You could learn that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that it's a din by all mitzvahs. It's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula that you're not Yartzen Ad HaRishon. All mitzvahs are learned from Megillah. And the Avek Shtel is that the Ikka Adar has to Dafka be Ad HaSheni because that's when Purim is. And Reb Shimon Gamliel stells it through to all mitzvahs. The Rabbanan say no. The Rabbanan say the parashas could be Lechatchila. And like we said, the Rosh holds even the Rabbanan, if they were ma'abrit first, they also hold that Ad HaRishon is ma'amishvat. And you're not even yetzer b'dieved. It's only the machlokes is legabe the Ad HaRishon before the ma'abrit. Does that have a din b'dieved of Adar, like we explained? And one more nekuda. We have a ganze machlokes here about a yartzeit. We explained all the different shitas, the mechabes shita, that Ad HaSheni is Adar, and not Ad HaRishon, and the Yartzeit should be Dafka Ad HaSheni. The Ramosh Sheet that I'll say, Emavir and Alam Mitzvahs, it should be Dafka Ad HaRishon. The Goyin, the Magen of Ram, says they're both Adar, you have to have it in both. Like we remind us of each Sheet, how it shims with the Sugya. And that's Legabe Yartzeit. Legabe Bar Mitzvah, we have in the Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Nun Hei, Sef Yud, where the stimus apaiskim is legabe bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah is zicha and Ad HaSheni. The bar mitzvah is not an Ad HaRishon. Why don't we have the same machloikis, legabe bar mitzvah? What's the pshat in the Ramah that says that by yartzeit it's Ad HaRishon, and by bar mitzvah we don't say it's Ad HaRishon. By mitzvah everyone's maskim that it's Ad HaSheni. And also the makairis that I brought, the makairis that we brought, legabe, the din of yartzeit, they all bring from Ad Gemara. They bring Rayas from Ad Gemara. They also bring in the Gemara Nedarim, Lagabi, someone makes a Neder for Adar. Is that Ad HaRishon, Ad HaSheni? These are the Gemaras that I brought. By Bar Mitzvah, these Gemaras are not brought at all. The Makar they bring in Gemara that Bar Mitzvah should be Ad HaSheni, they bring from a Gemara in Erichin. Gemara in Erichin, that Flam and Aleph and Beis, Lagabi, Bate Arichayma, that Bate Arichayma, if you sell a Bayis of the Arichayma in Adar, and it comes the next year, and the next year is Mubaris, when is it considered a full year? Megabe, that now you can't be paid it anymore. Gemara learns that from a pasuk, you need a shana tamima. And Malaysia is shana tamima, that it means including a 13 months. If it's an ibya, you need 13 months in order to be a full year. And the Gemara tells it too also to the din of Ben Shana, that if a carbon has to be tarch shnasai by ibyar, the shana of the carbon is considered 13 months. And no one shtel tzu agamar. What's the pshat? So the pshat's mamish pashit. There's one discussion in the paiskim when there's a certain din in a date in Adar. When a date of Adar has dinim, a yartzeit, Purim, Megillas Tainis, a neder perhaps, a shtar, when a date in Adar has dinim, does that date of Adar, does that apply to Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? We have a whole discussion in the Paiskim. That's the Gabbai, a date of Adar. The discussion by Bar Mitzvah is a completely different discussion. The discussion by Bar Mitzvah is when you need a passage of time. Bar Mitzvah is not totally b'chal on a date. It's not totally in the birthday. It's not that the date has any dinim. The Bar Mitzvah is that when someone passes 13 years from when the time someone's born, so he becomes Bar Mitzvah. He has to be 13 years old. You need that passage of time. So that's a different sugya. That's a whole different sugya. That sugya is the same sugya as Bayis about the Rechaima and the same sugya of Ben Shana L'Gabi Kabanis. When it's called a passage of time, so that we learn that from a pasuk, passage of time by Ashanu Muberis includes the Ibn month, includes, it's not 12 months or 13 months. Normally 12 months is a year. By Shana Muberis, you need 13 months to make a year. But it's B'chalal not totally which Adar is the Iker. Is this called Adar? Is that called Adar? It's telling the passage of years. The passage of years is a different din. I just learned that from a different pasuk, from a different Gemara, and everyone's maskin that the Bar Mitzvah is Dafkan Adar Sheni, because it's not called that the year passed until all 13 months of the year passed.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.